Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday, and she's back, Erin Farney, Outreach Specialist. Erin, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Miss Carla?
I am awesome, and I guess I didn't finish that sentence. Erin is with the South Central Kansas Economic Development District, better known as SCED. And, you know, gosh, when did I last talk to you? Because so much has happened. I feel like every time I talk to you, there's like something new that's going on, not just with the programs, just in Kansas. Matter of fact, I think when I spoke to you, we had not had a new president yet. It was right before the election. So,
yes.
Let's talk about, for anybody listening, the Kansas Weather Assistance Program is a really big thing, as well as some other programs that you guys are doing. So just to kind of back up for anyone new, just learning about SCED, who are you, Erin, and what is it you guys do here in Kansas?
Well, I'll give kind of an overview. We are a nonprofit. We kind of have a range of services. We do a business resource program that deals with microloans, also, you know, 504 larger loans, things along those lines. So if you definitely are trying to, you know, get through all of this COVID or trying to get a business up and going, definitely check out our website for that. We also have grant writing for communities, as well as, you know, just dealing with the CDBG CV grants, which the state has given to the states to help with food assistance programs and help businesses also. And then, of course, we have the Weatherization Assistance Program, which is what I'm mainly going to be speaking about today. And that program is providing weatherization for low-income families. So that kind of gives an overview of what we are. So we do have a wide range of things happening. So, yeah.
Awesome. Serving so many counties right here in Kansas, including Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler. I mean, they're doing it all over the area. And I just got to say, Erin, when I spoke to you last time, SCED was partnering with the Kansas Housing Corporation to help people who just needed some assistance with housing and stuff because of the pandemic. And I was telling everybody about that. And I got to say, that's awesome. You guys partnered with them with that.
Yes.
That was a really big help for people. And so the Kansas Weather Assistance Program, what is weatherization?
So the goal of that is to provide energy savings. So we're going to go in and we are going to do things like replacing an older furnace that's not, you know, operating at an efficient level, add insulation to the home, caulking around windows and doors, possibly windows, you know, sealing the home and making it better to help keep the cold in and the warm in. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal of it, and to help to lower those energy bills. And this time in our communities right now, it's huge because the cost of all of the utilities are going up significantly. And a lot of communities here in Kansas, it's very significant. Mm-hmm. So we definitely are trying to urge and to encourage people to take a look at this. It's free for those that qualify for it. Does not cost you anything. And no, it is not too good to be true. It is absolutely true. So definitely take a look and give us a call if you have questions about it.
And I can vouch for Erin. I've had her on Empower Wichita going on 3.5 years, and this is real. And so Erin Farney, Outreach Specialist with SCED, and we are talking about the Kansas Weather Assistance Program. So, Aaron, I'm looking at the flyer, and there's some really great questions on here. And you guys, I'm going to post this flyer at power935.com. First of all, again, SCED is a nonprofit and serving not just Sedgwick County, but you guys are serving Harvey, Butler County, all of the surrounding areas here in Kansas, Sumner, you name it. And so somebody listening right now, you know, you said this is free. How can they determine if they will qualify for this and just the best way to get information?
So our website is www.sced.org, and you can pull up our main site and go to the weatherization assistance. We do have the application online. We also have the income guidelines on there as well. I will just give everyone kind of a heads up. Starting April 1st, the income will go up just slightly.
Okay.
It's not going to be much, but it will go up a little bit as far as you know, what the max that someone can make. But the first step is going to be you can go onto the website and download the application. You can also give us a call, and we can mail one out to you. But that's going to be everyone's first step is to complete that application. If you're just not sure about your income or you think you might be close, don't not do it. Just go ahead and do it. We have individuals that will process all the application and process the income and get a for sure answer. And, you know, if there's any chance that you can qualify for it, it is a fantastic program. It's a true blessing, not only for homeowners, but also for renters or if you're renting to own. So don't hesitate or don't be discouraged if you think, because I don't own my home, I can't qualify for this. So I wanted to just throw that out there.
And just a reminder, Aaron mentioned this earlier, this is free. So whether you're renting, whether you're owning, like she said, I mean, this is lighting upgrades, fan upgrades, testing your heating, cooling systems, caulking, all of this stuff. And also, I just want to throw this out there that if you already qualify for LEAP assistance through utilities or if you're already receiving SSI, there are a few other things that automatically qualify you for this weatherization program. So that's something to think about, too. And the income requirements, if you're wondering, it's all listed on all of these flyers and on the website, sced.org/sced. And I just want to keep saying this just so you don't miss out on it. All this information will be on our website also, power935.com. You'll see it right there as you land on that homepage. Everything you need to know, guidelines, information, power935.com. Or if you're more comfortable, you can call SCED directly at 1-620-259-6544. Again, 620-259-6544, the South Central Kansas Economic Development District. Or just simply head to power935.com. And I'm looking at the application. It's super easy. There's a checklist. You fill out a little bit of information and then you submit it. You can fax it. So you want to add insulation to your ceilings, walls, floors, all of this stuff, the foundations. I mean, this is super important and expensive upgrades to the home that you could possibly get for free through this program that your family needs and could really use to help with those energy costs. I mean, this is pretty awesome. So again, I mentioned earlier, lighting, refrigerator, fan upgrades. All of these things we might not think about that can heavily contribute to saving money on energy and the money we're paying out. And this program is at no charge for you. All you got to do is head to sced.org, submit an application, see if you qualify. They will do a free audit. Come take a look at the house. And you do not have to be a homeowner. You can be renting to be a part of this program. All you got to do is see if you qualify. And all the guidelines are right here to power935.com. So again, Erin Farney is on the phone with me. We've had her on before. And she's actually with SCED talking about this Kansas weatherization program with us. And speaking of, you know, seeing exactly what kind of upgrades or appliance repairs our homes need, you know, what kind of energy costs we're needing in these audits. Who exactly comes into the home to do all of this, Aaron? And let's say you submit the application.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to come in and look at all this stuff. Who does that exactly?
So we have licensed inspectors on staff that will come in, and after the application portion, that initial inspection will be our guys that come in and do that full inspection of the home as if you're buying or selling. They do a computerized energy audit, which helps us to determine what services that we can provide for the homeowner. After that point, we do have crew that we have an HVAC crew, and we also have just a regular crew that deals with the insulation and some of the other things. But we also subcontract out some of the work as well. So it is both. We have our guys, and then we also have subcontractors that come in. But as far as the inspections and then the final inspection, we handle all of that in-house.
It just sounds like a win-win.
It is.
And again, I'm going to post these flyers, but I'm reading some of these statistics. You know, I mentioned weatherization improves heating, cooling, the efficiency in your home, such as holding in heat, holding in cold air, getting rid of that cold air or getting rid of that heat. And Kansas weatherization program, they installed almost 10,000 LED light bulbs. They served almost 1,000 Kansas households, installed over 500 high efficiency furnaces or heat pumps. And almost 700 families with seniors, people with disabilities, or young children have been served with this program at no charge. So hop on this. If you're just tuning in, Aaron Farney is on the phone with us, and we are talking about South Central Kansas Economic Development District, SCED. You can head to SCED, SCKEDD.org, to get information about the Kansas Weather Assistance Program. And we've talked about this program before, and there's a couple of changes, but it's all pretty much the same right now. I highly suggest you head to the website and just see if you qualify. They have a breakdown of the different counties here in Kansas. If you're in Sedgwick County, that's one of them included. It shows you the income, the household size, and exactly what weatherization is and what the process would be after you submit that application. So this is really, really cool. And again, I'm going to post this flyer on our website, power935.com. If you want to head there, if that's easier for you, please learn all about this, because the South Central Kansas Economic Development District has so many programs they're doing, including this awesome weatherization program. So again, some of these assistance services include weather stripping, cleaning, testing, or even replacing some of your heating or cooling systems or your appliances. So definitely look into this. So many programs they're doing, and this is one of the main programs. So now I know the need is high, and I'm sure there's a certain limit. Would you suggest somebody gets on this ASAP with your experience, Aaron?
Yes, absolutely. We do this all year round, so don't think because it's coming close to winter being done, you know, that we aren't still hit, you know, moving forward. We have air conditioners that we can do as well. So the wait list right now, we can quote anywhere from 6 to 18 months for the process to be complete. So I would say everyone just get on it as soon as you can. You know, like I said, request the application, fill the application on, print it off from our website, but definitely do it sooner than later.
Absolutely. And Aaron Farney, again, the goal of this is to provide energy savings to us, to our families, everyone who qualifies. I suggest you do this. This is free. Just become a part of the process. SCKEDD.org. Download the application right there. See what the income guidelines are, everything you need, all the information, the upgrades you can do to your home for free of charge. Head there, check out the flyers. You can head to power935.com. I'm going to post these flyers on our website, but the South Central Kansas Economic Development District, their Kansas Weather Assistance Program, installation, caulkings around the windows and doors just to reduce our energy bills. I mean, why not? Let's try it out.
Absolutely.
So with the pandemic, I mean, we could all really use this.
Yes.
So were there any other programs you guys wanted to, Aaron, you guys do so much. Is this one of the main ones you guys wanted to touch on today?
It was the main one I was touching on today. We just were encouraging applications, you know, people to apply. Wanted to just, you know, keep our name out there and, you know, let them know about this fantastic program. But, you know, we do have a lot of other great programs as well. So I would just encourage everyone to go onto our website and check it out and see if there's anything else that, you know, you would be interested in. We also have a program we are going to be partnering with KHRC again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be similar to that utility assistance we did before, but it's actually called CARA, K-E-R-A, and we don't have a lot of information on it yet. So I would say if you are looking for any information in regards to utility assistance coming out, give us a call and we can get you to the right individual and when applications will be going out. But I know that the state has $185 million that they want to spend towards that. So
let's help them spend that money.
Yes, absolutely. Please do. That would be wonderful.
Awesome. Erin Farney, we're talking about the Weatherization Assistance Program. Head to sced.org. If your home is needing upgrades, don't let this pass you by. This is the time. Kansas needs to use up this budget. Let's help them spend this money. Upgrades, appliances, caulking. You do not have to be a homeowner to get these repairs and upgrades to your home. Energy efficient costs that could be free of charge to you. All you got to do is head to power935.com, scroll to the latest where it says Kansas program helps with energy savings, the Kansas Weatherization Program. You can go to sked.org, SCKEDD.org. And on the website, you will see the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance, the new CARA program that they're doing, K-E-R-A. So if you're needing help with rental assistance, they are partnering again to help Kansans with that. So you can apply and see about funds for that, fill out an application, all of this stuff to help our fellow Kansans with assistance during this difficult time, you know. We're hoping we see a light at the end of the tunnel, but a lot of us are still, you know, going through it, or some of our fellow neighbors still need some help. So take advantage of all of these programs, the South Central Kansas Economic Development District. And Erin, I just want to thank you so much for always taking the time to hang with me for Empower Wichita. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, ma'am. Same. I agree. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. So thank you so much for having me on again.
You're so welcome. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. Don't budge. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.